o'clock.
A special delivery at the Senate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. House Republicans will today hand over impeachment articles against the head of Homeland Security.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and Secretary Mayorkas is, in my view, the worst cabinet secretary that has ever served in the history of the United States.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson just demanded on Fox that Senate Democrats hold a trial on articles accusing Alejandro Mayorkas of ignoring laws, allowing record illegal immigration. But Democrats may dismiss the case, calling it a sham and a policy dispute. Speaker Johnson also told Fox a short time ago the House will vote this week on separate foreign aid bills.
Look, I think there's a lot of support for Israel, obviously, on the Republican side. Clearly, on the Democrat side, they have a real division over that. It's been pretty shameful, actually.
No, another vote will be on aid to Ukraine. Some Republicans say we've given them enough. Others side with President Biden, who says Ukraine needs more support in the battle against Russia. Israel's war cabinet is meeting a second day in a row after its military leader, Herzi Halevi, said last night they will respond to Iran's weekend attack.
Iran will face the consequences for its actions.
Most of Iran's missiles and drones either failed or were shot down. The U.S. and the U.N. have urged Israel to show restraint. Former President Trump will soon head back to court in New York this morning for a second day of jury selection at his first criminal trial.
It's a political witch hunt. It continues. And it continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial.
More than half the prospective jurors on day one were excused, telling the judge they cannot be impartial.
The former president is charged with illegally falsifying business documents to hide the scheme to sway the outcome of the 2016 presidential election by paying Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about their alleged affair. Trump denies it.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the New York court. The Supreme Court will consider a Trump-related case. One of the convicted Capitol rioters is challenging a law used to prosecute him and hundreds of others. The obstructing an official proceeding charge is also in the Trump federal 2020 election indictment. America's listening to Fox News.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
President Biden is ready to hit the road today, going to a key state ahead of his Trump rematch.
President Biden kicks off his three-day swing in Pennsylvania with a stop today in his hometown of Scranton, where his campaign says he'll highlight an economic contrast against his rival, though in a backdrop of high prices and interest rates. The president travels to the Pittsburgh area tomorrow and to speak at a campaign event in Philadelphia on Thursday in an aggressive push for support in PA, a key battleground state where former President Donald Trump held two campaign stops over the weekend, with the latest public opinion polls in Pennsylvania suggesting a close contest for the state's 19 electoral votes. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Now, yesterday was tax deadline day, and the White House released President Biden's tax return information. He and the First Lady had over $616,000 in adjusted gross income, paid $146,000 in federal taxes, their state income tax payment for Delaware just under $31,000. A mystery solved in Florida.
Analysts from the Kennedy Space Center have determined it was a chunk of space junk that tore through the roof of a home in Naples, Florida last month. It was originally discarded from the International Space Station. The piece of metal weighed about 1.5 pounds and was about 4 inches long. NASA expected the object to burn up in the Earth's atmosphere upon reentry, but it survived. The homeowner in Naples reports the small piece of metal hit with such force, it not only pierced the roof, but also tore up the floor. No one was home at the time. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. A college basketball star's gone pro.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
That's on ESPN. Caitlin Clark, of course, had set a record as the leading all-time college basketball scorer. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign County judge awarding the family of a rideshare driver who was killed in a shooting at Urbana in 2022 more than $44 million. The mother of Christian Philpotts filed a lawsuit against the person accused of killing her son and Lyft. Judge ruled in the family's favor on Friday. Two people dead, one is hurt. It follows a motorcycle crash in Loda. Authorities say the cycle and car colliding at Oak and Washington Streets. Motorcycle passenger and the driver of the vehicle died. They were identified as Amber Gereltz and Greta Nees. The driver of the motorcycle remains hospitalized. University of Illinois police has launched a death investigation after a person found dead in an apartment building close to campus Sunday. UIPD says the person found in a public restroom in the lobby of the hub at 6th and Daniel Streets. Preliminary investigation suggests the person died by suicide. Police and fire continue to investigate. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right. Hey, good morning. It is the 16th of April. It's Tuesday, ESPN 93.5. I woke up today. I didn't know where I was.
What do you mean?
I mean, I didn't know the day, the month.
Well, that happens.
I mean, I didn't know if it was Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I could have thrown a dart at a board and I wouldn't have known. Okay.
I have those if I happen to doze off, before I go to bed in the evening time. I'll kind of wake up and I'll have to ask my wife, what day's tomorrow?
Right, right.
Where am I?
It's a common thing. So.
We get a good-looking forecast. Meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by Carl.
I'm sorry.
Brought to you by the Urbana Park District. Brought to you by anybody?
Take two.
Let's do Earth Day for everyone from the Urbana Park District, a free event from 1 to 4 on Saturday the 20th. It's at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana with enjoying games, food, music, and fun. Again, that's on Saturday, Earth Day, urbanaparks.org.
It is 7:07. We are off and running. Here we go.
We got to do more rehearsals more often.
I know.
Well, it was apropos. I mentioned I didn't know where it was.
Right.
There we go.
We're ready.
There you go.
We're ready to go. It's Tuesday. Greg, what are you seeing out there, partner?
Well, it's a nice 60-degree reading over at Willard and Savoy right now. 58 at Danville. Same at Bloomington Normal. We're about 59 here in Philo. And keeping an eye on another one of these dynamic, sprawled out, expansive, but a little more movement as in progressive weather system. But sometimes those carry a fair amount of wind with them. And, yeah, the wind advisory is over parts of the western corner. Belt. Plenty of shower and thunderstorm activity from the Twin Cities down to Kansas City, north of Oklahoma City, but things will be moving along, and because of that movement of the atmosphere, we've got to keep an eye on maybe some stronger storms and severe weather, especially west of us, we think, this afternoon and evening time, and despite the frequency of shower and thunderstorm business, we're a little shy of an inch of rain, and hopefully the pattern shift that begins here next week into milder and warmer and drier after a cool snap will be fit opportunities to get out there on the back 40 with field work in mind. But until then, we'll take 80, close to it today, either side of it from north to south across the area. A couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, mid and late morning, better odds this afternoon and evening time. Southeast to south wind 15 to 25 will pick up from the south tonight, up to 40-mile-per-hour gusts and a low down to 65. Tomorrow, quite windy, mild, maybe a lingering shower in the morning, partly sunny skies and 72. That southwest to west wind still could close to hit maybe 40 or 45 miles per hour in gust in the afternoon. Cooler tomorrow night with a low down to about 50, and then increasing clouds for the day on Thursday. A little secondary cold front, the high near 70, and a couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the late afternoon and evening time. Those move out early on Friday, partly sunny, cooler, 60. We're dry for the weekend, a little on the cooler side of normal, 57 Saturday, 58 Sunday, back in the lower 60s, and dry weather. We'll take that Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Former chairwoman, Massachusetts Republican Party, when they used to have one. Founder of Pocketbook Project, it's Jennifer Nassour. Jennifer, are you there?
I am here. Great to be on again with you.
I'm navigating this whole Middle East, this whole Iran hits Israel. And the Biden administration essentially saying, stand down. So somebody machine gunned your house and 400 bullets missed everybody. Is that okay? I mean, the intent was there, but so doesn't Israel? I mean, I hate the thought of this escalating, but I don't know if they machine gun your house 400 times, you stand down.
No, you don't. You don't. You retaliate, right? I mean, any one of us, it's like you, whether you're a kid in the sandbox, and the local bully is coming and bullying you, you know, if someone is coming after your family, and look, what is going on in the Middle East is a shame. And I think what's going on here in the U.S. is even, you know, is despicable, because we should be a leader. We should have someone in office who is showing leadership to the rest of the world, because the world is on fire. And what we're seeing is, because no one is home, literally in the White House, you know, everyone just thinks that they can run crazy. And right now is a time that we need to show that there is a parent in the house, that you can't have parties that are going to devastate the neighborhood. We need to protect our friends, our allies, you know, and the Biden administration can do a lot. They can pull back the billions of dollars that are accessible to Tehran. They could, you know, the sanctions that have been lifted, that were lifted in October after the massacre happened, and it gives Iran capability to purchase and supply missiles with their enemies. I mean, it seems unbelievable that we're in this position right now.
It's hard to imagine. It really, really is, because they sent 1 million people to shelters in the middle of the night in Israel, and the fear factor. I guess these folks are just used to this kind of life, but it's unbelievable. So I don't know what the countermeasure is here. And, of course, Michael Moore's out there telling Joe Biden how he's going to get beat if he doesn't start supporting Palestinians and anti-Israel. Yeah. Right? He said, and you're going to lose Michigan. So for politics, do you shift everything? Or do you think, I don't believe for a second Joe Biden's going to hold the line, is he?
No, I mean, you know, it's the squeaky wheel that gets greased, right? And so if Joe Biden is looking to just kowtow to the far, far left, which is not representative of the entire country, then he's not just going to lose. He's going to have his rear end handed to him. And, you know, at the end of the day, we live in a representative democracy. And once you're elected to office, regardless of what party you're with, you are supposed to represent every person in the country as a president, just as you would as a governor or as a United States senator. It is not just partisan. It is everyone and everyone's interest. It is not in the interest of the United States to be in bed with Hamas, with terrorist organizations, with terrorist nations. And quite frankly, as a woman and as a mother of daughters, the worst thing for America or for Western society is to be in bed with these people, because they are going to send us females back to the dark ages.
Yeah, it's funny how, you know, you want to support Hamas and Hezbollah, and we have people, death to America and America, burning our flags in America. And the ideologies of these folks is zero.
Right.
They would not allow anything that you want, anything. Is it ignorance?
It is ignorance, right? It's what we listen. When you allow billions of dollars to come in from these foreign bad actors to our academic institutions, where they are then using the money to fund research projects, and then those professors are then spewing misinformation to our students and our kids who are now coming out and are hosting these protests. I mean, that's exactly how this is flowing. And so we need to stop that money from coming in from these bad actors. We need to make sure that there is someone who is locking down money on them, not letting them have the money to go off and to build up their military capability. I mean, at one point we were looked upon as a superpower not too long ago, right? I mean, that has been done for a long time. But, you know, during the Cold War, it was, what is the U.S. doing, the leadership of the U.S.? And it didn't matter if it was a Democratic or a Republican president. We had leadership capabilities here. And that is gone under this administration. There's no seriousness going on here, and it really is more political calculations. Like Michael Moore, you're going to lose unless you do this. No, yeah. You're going to lose if you continue to follow the path of the super far left.
Former chairwoman, Massachusetts Republican Party, Pocketbook Project, Jennifer, N-A-S-S-O-U-R. How can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Jennifer Nassauer, or you could find me through the Pocketbook Project.
And I didn't even play crickets for you. I showed respect.
You did it this time. You're off your game.
Oh, shoot. Okay, don't be saying off my game. I take that personally. There it is. Crickets. That's it. That's Jennifer Nassauer's last Republican meeting in her house. She brought cookies and everything. Hey, nice having you again, Jennifer. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Always.
Time for sports headlines. ESPN 93.5, quarter after 7.
St. Louis Cardinals win over the Oakland A's. The final was 3-1. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The first start, Sonny Gray shut out the Phillies for 5 innings. He struck out 5, didn't walk anybody. His second start against the A's, the team he pitched for first in the big leagues, picking up his first major league win, he shut them down for 6 innings, and he picked up his 100th career win as the Cardinals won last night, 3-1 in Oakland.
His command was outstanding, using both sides of the plate, a variety of breaking balls, and just absolutely dominated yet again. He's been fun to watch. Cardinals got him a run early in the first inning. Really, they needed a couple more later, but a 3-1 Cardinal victory and a game played in just over 2 hours.
And it was a good night for Wilson Contreras. He had a couple of doubles. Nolan Arenado, 2 hits, including a double. Lars Nootbaar, a sacrifice bunt that set up a run and a double. And it was a good game for Mason Wynn. He was on 3 times with 2 hits.
And Ryan Helsley picked up yet another save. He's been sharp.
The Cardinals go for 2 in a row in Oakland tonight behind Lance Lynn. We're on the air at 7:45.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs win 3-2 and 11. Nicky Horner had a great night.
Horner trying to get a big lead at second. Cubs down to their last chance. And Happ takes a wild pitch. The ball bounces away. Horner around third. He's going to try to score. The throw to the plate. He scores. He scores. The ball game is tied at 2. And the 1-2. Line drive, right field, base hit. One run is in. Everyone moves up 90. Cubs lead 3-2. Diamondbacks down to their last strike, and the 2-2 pitch on the way. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Cubs win the ball game.
How about that? Come from behind. There are thousands of Cub fans in Arizona.
I know.
In
they're
the desert.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I love it. 8:40 start with Kyle Hendricks on the mound over on US 105.9. Kansas City over the Chicago White Sox 2-0. They've got a 6:40 start. White Sox have only won 2 so far this season.
Yeah, they're not so good. Not so good.
SIUE on Illinois Field today for our baseball team at 6 o'clock. In case you want to check that out, number one pick, Caitlin Clark, goes to the WNBA's Indy Fever.
Time for weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC. It is 7:19. Fox Business coming up.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for you. Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana vicinity, and yet another one of these sprawled out and expansive spring storm to wind its way through the Midwest over the next couple of days. It'll mean a gusty southeast to south wind, a high near 80 today, but in between, partly sunny skies and a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms around later on this morning. More widespread spread this afternoon and evening time. That southeast wind up to 25 to 30 miles per hour, up near 40 miles per hour gust tonight with a low down to 65. Tomorrow, quite windy, mild, and isolated shower thunderstorm is possible for the morning, and a partly sunny sky too with a high near about 72. New showers break out here for the day on Thursday, late in the day with a high near 70. Cooler air with an isolated shower threat in the morning. A Friday high, partly sunny and 60, and towards the upper 50s for the weekend. A little frost patch Monday at 62. Highs near 60 continue on into the front part of next week. Probably expectations of about an inch worth of rain and maybe some stronger storms too later on this afternoon and evening time. For Stephen A. Broadcasting, meteorologist Greg Solgay.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making.
At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Morgan Stanley is reporting an upbeat quarter helped by its wealth management and Wall Street business. Bank of America's quarter topped expectations, though it is seeing lower interest payments from its customers. Johnson & Johnson's profit was better than forecast, but sales fell slightly short of expectations. United Health lost money in recent months because of costs related to a cyber attack. Excluding those hacking costs, United Health is holding up better than expected. Tesla is confirming layoffs and the departure of some key executives in a security filing this morning. 10% of the workforce is being cut. Also, Andrew Baglino, a senior VP of energy engineering with 18 years at the company, is out. He was viewed by many as a key to developing the more affordable Model 2 Tesla. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jimmy Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Well, John was moving out of state, needed to sell his home quickly. He was kind of worried that his home would take a while. Sometimes they do. He reached out to Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group for help. He's very glad he did. Even with the competing homes nearby on the market, Nate's expert marketing able to get John a great offer for his home in just a few days.
Yeah, you always want to get the most out of the sale of your home, and you need a local expert like Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty to guide you. Getting that immediate cash offer on your home, there's flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible, and call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. Maybe you'd like to just explore or take a minute to find out the options on your home. There's a button in the middle of the page called Get Home Value. As you enter your address and see what happens, do an online search to Nate Evans Group and start packing.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the Nate Evans Group.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Yeah, I'm obviously following the Donald Trump Manhattan, but I just think it's, this was a misdemeanor that the former DA didn't want to even go there. And somehow they've got it to a felony, some sort of campaign finance something. It is just doesn't feel like equal justice under the law. That's my main issue. Did Donald Trump break any laws? We all have broken laws. We all have broken laws.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think you got to be equal. What did Bill Clinton do back in the day to get all out of all his stuff? Probably something we don't know. But to go through all of this on a sitting president, 200 days from the next election when he's the Republican nominee, and then you're in front of a jury pool that 9 out of 10 don't like you? What chance is there? There's no chance. A judge is a Democratic donor? His daughter's a fundraiser for Joe Biden? It just all feels like, what are we doing? Doesn't feel fair, and that's my main issue. Equal justice under the law. Hunter Biden hasn't seen a courtroom. Probably should. I mean, I'm not very interested in spending time on Hunter Biden. Well, how about Joe Biden? What's he done? Did he work that deal with Ukraine?
That's right.
Really enrich himself with China? We don't really... Don't talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a head shaker, and it's starting a, hopefully not, but I don't want to see the Republicans come after former presidents that were Democratic. I don't want to see any of that. I just would like to, I don't know. It's where you are, but we're in such a shape in this country. It is a mess. You can't really refute that. Not very much working. And when we're paying $7.50 for butter, It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so inflation's, and then you just got this situation in Israel. Are you with Israel? I think so. Remember how hard it is when you fight an opponent that hides behind women and children.
Mm-hmm.
They're casualties. In Gaza, it's horrific. All this is bad, but they attacked and killed and massacred beheaded babies. Remember all that? October 7th? Pretty
right.
Horrific.
Right.
To do what? To get Israel to really come after them so the world will turn against Israel. So you've got Hezbollah, you've got Hamas. They're all being funded by Iranian money, which kind of came from me. Yeah, we gave them billions of dollars. It completely reversed what Trump was doing. And now they're flush with money, with energy and selling oil, and they've got all kinds of cash. So we've got an issue, and Israel is probably going to, and if really, you know, yeah, they bombarded Israel, but nothing worked. We shot them out of the sky. We had actual jets in the sky shooting them out of the air. And there's a 7-year-old in critical condition,
mm-hmm.
but no deaths to this moment. And it's so we're supposed to say, well, that's okay. We're not going to escalate. I think if it was your house, and I just, the only analogy that came to mind was a machine gun all over your house,
mm-hmm.
and you're just going to go.
Nobody died, so.
It's okay. Boy, that was close. I don't think you do that.
Right.
But yet, I'm not interested in escalation, but it's just on the. You got Iran, you got Israel, but then where's Russia and China?
How far do we let this go?
Well, I don't know. It isn't necessarily in our control. Once it goes, it's going to go. And God forbid World War III, which I've heard talked about a lot, that'd be just be really, really bad, obviously. Mm. Just horrific.
Mm.
So we've got to say our prayers and see if we can figure it out. But I don't know how you negotiate with one party that believes the only resolution is your death. Israel must cease to exist. And the death to America, burning my flag in my town, I
saw some clips of that this morning on the news.
I'd be checking everybody.
What the heck?
If they're temporary, they're out of here.
See ya.
You have a temporary visa, you're gone.
Yeah.
You ain't doing that in my street.
Right. Whatever happened to that proper pathway for immigrants to come in?
Well, we let them in.
And learn our American ways and learn history. What, isn't it a slap in the face for those immigrants who are following the proper protocol
yeah.
to become an American?
I would think so. And remember, Venezuela emptied their prisons. We get them. They're here. The FBI director said all kinds of cells
mm-hmm.
from about everything you want. They're here. How's that feel? Not very good. And the number one tenet for the president of the United States is to keep America safe. Number one, protect your citizens. It doesn't matter what party, it's just you protect me.
Yes.
And that's a big F. That's a failure.
Yeah.
You got to stay after school and get some help because that's a mess. Okay. And with that comes a crime.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a lot. Anyway, feel free to text in on the Fisher National Bank text line 217-359-2255. All of our guests appear on the Tapman's Towing phone line.
By the way, Bart had said, I once heard a great man say, you get what you tolerate.
Yeah, we're tolerating a lot. The great Mike Ditka said that many times when we visited with him. It is 729, news, weather, sports, and how's small business doing? Talking about that coming up next.
Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day.
We are celebrating today with an outstanding college relations sergeant. Her name is Sam Penland. You are working, making people safe, helping people, talking to people, and you're giving a positive influence like you receive. What do you want people to know finally about police?
I think because people often see me and I appear to look young, they don't realize that I've been in policing since 2004. And so when I came in, policing tactics were very different. There has been a huge shift, and the reason why I really focus on my style now is because I have seen hard policing and what works. And so some people might think, oh, well,
I'm Liz Klayman.
We're not fighting crime the way we used to. We are. This doesn't mean that we're not enforcing laws, but there's a difference now with how we can help people.
Relax.
Yeah, a little golf something here maybe. Rory McIlroy might be going to LIV Golf. Oh, my gosh. I got a few comments on that here in the next half hour. Stand by, ESPN 93.5. It is 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House is sending articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate today. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Fox.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and Secretary Mayorkas is, in my view, the worst cabinet secretary that has ever served in the history of the United States.
Accused of not enforcing immigration law and lying to Congress about the state of border security. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer could move to dismiss the charges that Democrats call a political stunt. The Supreme Court hears arguments today over whether a federal obstruction law is being properly used in Capitol riot cases.
More than 300 people are facing the same obstruction charge over their alleged actions on January 6. The case could have implications on former President Trump's legal case in Washington over his alleged actions to overturn the 2020 election results.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. More prospective jurors for former President Trump's criminal trial in New York are being questioned today. Nobody's chosen yet. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, two people hurt after their Champaign mobile home caught fire. It happened at New Century Estates Mobile Home Park at about 2:30 Monday morning. Police say a neighbor noticed the fire, called 911. When crews got there, the two residents were already outside. They were treated for burns on scene before being sent to the hospital. Crews able to put out the fire quickly. Multiple lane closures start today in Champaign. Daniel Street between 5th Street and 6th closed for utility installation. The road will reopen April 24. Crews also working on Mattis Avenue between Bloomington Road and Bradley Avenue to perform routine storm sewer maintenance activities. University of Illinois Police Department launching a death investigation after a person found dead in an apartment building close to campus Sunday. UIPD says the person found in a public restroom in the lobby of the hub at 6 and Daniel Streets. Police say that person died by suicide. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Check our weather with meteorologist Greg Solier. That's being brought to you by Carl.
Well, we've got the bright sunshine, and we've had it for a few days. Monitor your skin regularly and talk with your doctor if you notice any changes. For more information, go to carl.org/skincancer.
So we'll get everyone to check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign and Banavis. Saturday, a windy and warm day's worth of weather ahead with a couple of showers and thunderstorms breaking out as the later morning progresses. More so, the activity in the position for this afternoon might be on the cusp and edge of a weather watch. High temperature today, 78 to 83 degrees. Warmest south and southwest of Champaign County, and a south wind 15 to 25 and gusty in between. A partly sunny sky anticipated. Windy, mild tonight with some showers and thunderstorms around early. There'll be a lesser chance after midnight. Maybe a couple strong storms early on tonight with a low down to 65. Tomorrow, quite windy, mild, shower thunderstorm chance for the morning. Partly sunny in 72. At southwest wind gusting at 45 miles per hour. Down to 49 tomorrow night, and a gusty west wind diminishing for the day on Thursday. Clouding up afternoon and evening shower activity. The high near 70. That moves out early on Friday. Back to cooler weather there. 60 the high, 50s for the weekend, but sunshine returns. A warm up into next week. Monday and Tuesday highs in the lower 60s. Maybe a frost patch here Monday morning. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
So the LIV Golf was the Saudi Arabians coming after our PGA people and paying them ridiculous money. And so they go wear shorts, play three rounds, get paid $150, $200 million, $250, whatever the number is. It's generational security for these star golfers, and Dustin Johnson, now John Rahm. I mean, all the biggest and best golfers. But now comes word that Rory McIlroy might be taking this as well. He stood up for the PGA. He was an advocate for the PGA. And then the PGA puts out news that says, we're going to merge. And Rory said, what? You didn't tell me? And I found about it on Twitter? So there's a number out there. They wouldn't pay Rory McIlroy $850 million, would they? That's the number I'm hearing. Anyway, the PGA could be in real trouble. If you lose Rory McIlroy, one of the good guys.
There was a text says PGA absolutely hung Rory out to dry.
Yeah, they
good
did.
For him for getting paid.
No, listen, 850, whatever it is, it'll be hundreds of millions. So now what does the PGA do? You're losing everybody. Anyway, yikes. All right, 735 ESPN 93.5. We're going to talk to Brett Melton. Everybody remembers Brett Melton. Muhammad Seymour Bulldog came to the University of Illinois, was on those Bill Self teams that won two Big Ten championships and lost in the Elite Eight with 54 fouls. It's like, what? Are you kidding? Anyway, he went to San Diego, played, I think, out there for a year. And then he worked with Kylan Boswell, the new kid coming. Yeah, he was working with him when Kylan was playing at Urbana Middle School. And was legendary as a Urbana middle schooler. Then they left to get more exposure in California. And eventually got to be a five-star player. Went to Arizona for 2 years. And now he's coming here. Coming home. So excited to talk to Brett coming up at the top of the hour.
Well, and some other trending news is looks like Chester Frazier has gone on to do some coaching in West Virginia. And now Sincere Harris, who was good friends with him, they had a relationship, is decided to go in the transfer portal yesterday.
Yeah, it's odd, though. I heard Sincere Harris and that rumor like 2 months ago. Yeah. And so he spent a whole year redshirting. I'm sure he's very, very good in practice on the scout team because he can dog you. Guy can guard. But I don't think he can shoot. Maybe he got better at that. But anyway, yeah. So Chester Frazier, I don't know. I'm not sure why. Maybe he's now second to the head coach and maybe here he wasn't. I don't know. Chester did a great job. We're going to miss him. Good man. And some real success here. So, Chester Frazier, we wish you the best. Same for Sincere Harris and Dane Danger. And we'll see what else Illinois has. I looked at the video of the kid from Notre Dame that's looking to come here.
Oh.
He's not a finished product, but he's got some stuff. He's 6'10" and very athletic.
We'll take that.
Yeah, I think so. All right, ESPN 93.5. Inflation remains small businesses' chief worry. According to a new survey showing their optimism fell in February, National Federation of Independent Businesses Optimism Index fell to 89. It's been below the 50-year average of 98 for 26 months. Well, keynote speaker, Hall of Fame, and Customer Experience Hall of Fame, Richard Wildman, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing this morning?
Nice to have you back on the program. Your optimism is infectious.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the way forward when we're all worried?
Boy, what a wonderful question. This whole idea of small businesses, well, let me just cut to the chase. Small businesses, just like the consumer. If everything costs more for small business, all the goods, all the services, transportation, capital expense, everything costs more. So the optimist investor being down, that means people have to make choices where they're going to spend their money. So what does that really mean to a small business owner? They're struggling to survive. And yes, they can raise prices. We all know that. But the reality is that they're in a situation now that if they raise the price, the consumer is evaluating them not only on the quality of the goods and services, but the experience that they're having there. If you have a lousy experience, you and I aren't going back. Simple as that. So they're really caught between a rock and a hard spot. What do we do? Do we raise the price? Do we charge additional fees? Well, the most important thing is make sure you deliver a great experience to that customer so he or she continues to come back for the lifetime value of their business. That's the key.
You're talking about, you know, vacuuming my car when I got a massive dent in the back. I mean, it's like,
exactly.
How can I possibly have a great customer service when Rick won't even come to work? What the heck? I mean, I teach Bob how to build a burrito, and 2 days later he moves and hadn't told me.
Right.
I mean, what do I do?
You're exactly right. And I'll just give you a quick example. Freddy's Steakburger and Custard, same issue. They're out of Kansas. Long story short, great steak burgers, great customers, same issue. When we worked with them in a consulting role, my key thing to them was, look, higher attitude and effort. Everybody wants to hire for skill or the best price or, you know, they look good. Forget that. Hire for attitude and effort. If somebody has a great attitude and they want to put in the effort, hire those individuals and then give them a reward and they will stay with you. That's been proven over and over again. As the COO told me then, he said, I realized I can't keep people if I don't hire nice people because you can't train nice.
Okay,
and
all right.
That's part of the key.
You had me at hello, okay? I like that from the standpoint of you said hire people with attitude. I totally 100%, 1,000% behind that. But then you said then reward them. What does that look like?
All right. So just to give you an illustration example, let's look at the hotel industry real quick where they, you know, it's pretty much a minimum wage at the, shall we say, lower levels of occupation there. So what do they do? Like the Ritz-Carlton is a good example, or now Marriott has adopted it every morning because they own Ritz. Every morning the staff gets together. They call it the gather room. And what do? They point out people that did a good job yesterday. They say, good job. We're great to have you here. They talk about the experience. Today we're going to greet every guest with please, thank you, and my pleasure. Or we're going to greet everybody with a smile. That's one. Then they have employee of the week programs where you get a gas card or you get a free gift card for a meal somewhere. Just something that says, I appreciate you. Because the truth is, bad behavior recognized for some people is better than no recognition at all. Mm-hmm. And what small business and every employer needs to do to retain people is you've got to recognize them for a job well done. That's what people, it's part of a psychological need that people have, is that need for recognition of a job well done. Chick-fil-A is brilliant.
Unbelievable.
At it.
Mm-hmm. But they go to the biggest churches.
Right, and the youth groups, yeah. And they recruit that way,
I think,
which is brilliant.
Great chance of being high character
right.
In those settings. There's a much better opportunity, mm-hmm. I would think. So why is Chick-fil-A the only one I know that's doing this? Is Hobby Lobby doing that? I mean, I don't know.
Chick-fil-A does it. Hobby Lobby does it. That's another great example. Another one that's going now in this direction is Freddy's Steak Burger and Custard, as I mentioned. Another one that goes for that is Wynn Hotels. They try to hire people that can express some sense of core moral values. Now, it doesn't have to be religious. It's just a matter of, given this situation, what would you do?
Yeah.
I'll give you a classic example. I have a client. You know what his final interview question is?
What?
Would you lie for me?
Say no. Say no.
Half the people will go, yep, I'd lie for you. Great. Oh. I'm not hiring for you because lie for me, you'll shoot me. It's a fabulous values question, but that's how you end up with great people.
Yeah.
That makes all the difference in the world.
Man, you'd be bummed, though. You spent 45 minutes with them, and the last question, they failed. You got to let them go.
Right.
Dang it.
Exactly. But the better we find out now than after they clean out the drawer.
That's right. Richard, yeah, that's true. Last question. And I'm almost afraid to ask it. Do you think our pool of candidates like that is dwindling?
Likely, yes. The reality is that as a society, any type of value-based conversation, we even see it in the schools and across the country. And, you know, I speak at colleges and universities, business schools, we have BA classes. And you see a lot of the questions are really self-centered as opposed to value-centered. It's an I. So is that going to change? It might. I think the point is that the challenge is when people are taught values, they tend to operate from values.
Yeah.
So they learn about values. Some other people not talk about values, they're going to have to learn from experience and they're going to lose opportunity. And eventually they'll realize that they've got to be involved in something bigger than themselves. And it can't be all about them, but it's got to be about the people with whom they interact.
Richard, I see that you have written the book 100 Ways to Acquire and Keep Clients for Life. I love this. I like going to networking and different community events and really hobnobbing and meeting people and collecting business cards, but I don't seem to yield anything. And I wonder if I'm wasting my time. I need to pivot and do something else. What's your recommendation?
Okay, so just a quick point. If you go to a networking bank event, as you described, what people have been told is work the room.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how's that going to work? You're going to walk around with your automatic business card wrist shooter stepped on. It's a fantastic concept. No, what I would suggest you do is don't work the room, work the door. Be at the door and greet everybody. Hi, my name is Richard Wildman. Nice to see you. Not nice to meet you. Nice to see you. It's more warm. It's more gracious. When I wrote the book, 100 Proof, Acquire and Keep Clients for Life, I talked to to hundreds of consumers and said, "If what would you want someone to do to keep or get your business?" And I wrote them down, and that's how I came up with 100 ways. Hmm. One of the things they said, we hate the fact we go to a networking event and people come up and talk all about themselves. Mm-hmm. Why don't they greet us at the door and make us feel more comfortable? And instead of saying, "Nice to meet you," why don't they say, "Nice to see you?" And instead of saying, "What do you do?" why don't you say to them, "How long have you been involved in this, fill in the blank, mm-hmm. cultural organization, networking, et cetera?" Get them telling their story. I did an interview the other day, and someone asked me, "What's the most important thing?" The most important thing is that people today have a story to tell. Get them to tell your story, their story to you. They'll believe that you are interested in them. That opens the door to bringing in more business. Mm-hmm. If you don't think people are about their story, just go on Instagram and look at all the stories that are posted every minute about what people are doing in their lives. Okay. It's all about this story.
Richard Weilman, how can people connect with you?
Very simple. It's Richard, and I'll spell it for you, W-E-Y-L-M-A-N, W-E-Y-L-M-A-N. RichardWeilman.com. You can go there. You can read the first chapter of the book. It's free. You just click on it and read it. You can, then there's links to order from all the, you know, it's number one on Amazon in marketing and customer behavior. But you can order from Barnes & Noble, et cetera. I'm doing a Barnes & Noble event here in Miami today. And in addition to that, if you want, interested in having me come and present at your program, your conference, you can click on that, just fill in your name and send it to me. I respond to those personally. Also, I just put up 20 more short, 2 minutes or less, videos, not YouTube. These are videos, no ads. You just click it, and they're free. Just go. You can show them at your sales meetings, just a, or you can watch them for yourself. But the important thing is they're videos to help you elevate your business performance in today's marketplace. Richard, W-E-Y-L-M-A-N.com. Thank you.
And my pleasure. And how many miles do you travel a year?
Right.
Well, you want another 30-second story?
Yeah.
Very quick. Very quick. All right. I'm flying out of L.A. I spoke at a conference last week. I'm flying L.A. to Tampa to speak at a conference. Great. I get on the plane, and the pilot goes, "Richard." I said, "Oh, my God." I knew the guy. I've flown over 5 million miles on Delta.
I see.
He said, "Hey, come in here a minute." He said, "Come in here a minute." He said, "Listen, I'm not feeling well. Will you sit in the pilot seat? I don't want to get your picture." So I said, "Don, he put the pilot stuff on me." He said, "I'm not feeling well. How about you and Ken?" That's a co-pilot. He said, "Why don't you guys take us to Atlanta? I'm going to sit here in the jump seat." I looked at him, and he started laughing. But he took a picture. I mean, incredible.
Awesome.
So that's
how many miles. That's how many miles you've traveled.
That's right.
That's right. That's so funny. Richard, I appreciate your time. Let's talk again. Appreciate your time. Thank you. Richard Weilman.
Okay.
Out in, where was he?
Miami?
He's very good. Yeah, Miami today. Very good.
RichardWeilman.com.
All right, we check quick sports. We got Dr. Todd birthing puppies this morning.
Okay.
Stand by, ladies and gentlemen.
SIUEs, who our Illini will face at 6 o'clock tonight. Jacob Schroeder, Big Ten Player of the Week. Also a top trending story in college basketball for the ladies. To the Indianapolis Fever, it's the number one pick in the WNBA, Caitlin Clark.
Here we go.
Well, Drea, you don't have to wait any longer. The pick is in. Time to get things back to the podium. Here is the commissioner, Kathy Engelberg.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Great things for women's sports.
And she did say, "Hey, you know, I've worked very, very hard. I earned this."
Okay.
That's what happens in life. You work hard. Sometimes it doesn't go how you want, but you have a much better chance. The only time that...
Give me that jersey.
The only time that the only time success comes before work is in the dictionary. Thank you.
Got that. NBA action has the Lakers and Pelicans and then Golden State Warriors and Sacramento Kings in play-in games. I guess we're getting in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's NBA playoffs time. And
so
then
these
it's play-in
game tonight.
Then you win one of these playoff play in games, and you get to play like the number one seed.
Right.
So good luck.
Johnny's New Orleans Pelicans up against the Lakers.
Oh, this is a play-in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm rooting for the Pelicans.
There we go.
Yeah.
Sincere Harris transfer portal. Sophomore guard had a relationship with Trester Frazier, who is doing a coaching gig. Accepted that in West Virginia, from what we're hearing. St. Louis Cardinals over the Oakland A's. Lance Lynn on the mound. It's an 8:40 start here on ESPN 93.5. Over on US 105.9, the Cubbies will use Kyle Hendricks with an 8:40 start after beating Arizona in 11 yesterday. Did we do okay with that?
Yep.
It's a late game.
Late game, but if you were awake, you heard Pat Hughes.
Excellent.
Yep.
3-2 over Arizona. So go Cubbies. We've got a bus trip to Bush coming up on June 22nd. Love you to text in a bus if you're interested in joining me, Diane Ducey, the bus captain. And that's a Saturday with a 1:15 start against San Francisco. The Cardinals always treat us right in this suite. And we've got Timmy Tour Bus. And we're leaving from First Christian Church, which is right off of Curtis Road and Staley and I-57. It's a really fun time. It's essentially 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on this day. So if it sounds appealing, we'll get more details from you and vice versa. Bus 359-2255.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Dr. Todd, our veterinarian, has been, bringing puppies into the world.
Yes.
I think kind of
standing by the whelping box.
Yes. We'll get that live. You are looking live to new puppies. Stand by.
What is most important in your life? This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Whether you're launching a career, raising a family, planning for retirement, or creating a legacy, we can help. At Provident, we provide strategic thinking and perspective that can help clients like you realize your goals. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Looking for a place to host a corporate meeting, intimate gathering, or a large-scale celebration? If so, the University of Illinois' Alice Campbell Alumni Center offers the perfect space and staff to make your function a success. A few rooms offered at the center include the elegant ballroom, the Richmond Family Gallery, and the premier and professional executive boardroom. For more information on renting a space at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, visit uiaa.org/alumni-center or call 1-800-355-2585. 86. Go Illini.
I might be wacky, but I wanna play. I'm your best friend, you can get away.
Oh, the lovely puppy.
I deserve a treat, cause I'm a fluffy babe.
It's our friend Dr. Todd, veterinarian at Madison Kirby and Champagne, breeders of the white English cream. Labeled as golden retrievers in America, but they're calmer. I've had both. So have you been up all night?
What do you mean night is for me? This is my third delivery of our dog, and we started a week ago. And I haven't had much sleep this week. I'm ready to be done. But yeah, this one was easy. Lacey was my hard one. She's always my difficult girl because she likes to do it her way. She was in pre-labor, which is the first stage where they pant and they pace and everything, but they can transition quickly into labor.
Wow.
So she did that for a day and a half, and then she did labor for another day.
What?
So that
what?
Was
wait a minute.
A long stretch.
I thought you said a day and a half of panting and then another. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's Mother Nature's way of getting the moms so they're exhausted, so they lay there so the babies can nurse.
Wow. I see, because they eat immediately, right?
It's amazing. Yeah, we were just commenting about this earlier. First, they get a breath, and, they come out and get them all pinked up. And then the two that were born here within the last hour are already nursing like crazy.
Wow.
They're getting full bellies.
And so if the mother wasn't super tired, then they'd walk around and they couldn't. I see.
Right.
Oh, my
exactly.
gosh. Look at that.
So, and
look how sweet the babies
here.
Are. I just saw the picture, Dr. Todd.
Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at five little heads here. Oh.
Yeah, if you look at the picture I sent you of Winter, there's one that's huge in there. He was born a week ago. He just was a singleton, and the uterus is not stretched enough, and so those are almost always C-section. So he was born by C-section a week ago. That and followed a week later by Lacey, who had, we went from one puppy to 11 puppies. 12 total. So we're up to 12 puppies now. And then 24 hours after this, we got Ivory's having the two babies so far today. And she had a very short pre-labor. Gina brought her down to me at about 3 o'clock this morning. And she just progressed very rapidly through the stages. And she's delivered like an old pro. She's a, yeah, baby. Okay, here we go. Out. And it's
unbelievable.
Been very smooth.
I'm showing some of the pictures on our Facebook Live and YouTube.
Just so we can see the dogs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're just unbelievable. Okay, I'm not going to breed dogs. I'm totally out of it now. I thought it was like an hour, maybe hour and a half-ish.
And everybody's different. Pixie went pretty fast.
Yeah, it varies. We've had some that'll take 3 or 4 hours between puppies.
Wow.
That's not really considered normal, but it is normal.
But the veterinarian has to be there, right?
No, this is really not. I mean, the veterinarian is there for the C-sections, obviously. And if they're going longer than 2 hours, then you need to consider getting to a veterinarian to have them check to make sure there's not a problem.
I gotcha. Oh boy. It's incredible.
It's a lot of hours to do it right. Now, the big thing is, these puppies, okay, some of these guys are coming out less than a pound, maybe 12 ounces or so. And the moms are like 70, 80 pounds, and they actually lay on them and can kill them because they just don't even feel the puppy under them.
Mm.
So that's what we do the 24-hour watch for, is watching for, make sure the puppies don't get crushed that way. And there's guardrails in the baby, we call them their houses. We call it Snow Angel Way. We have 3 houses on Snow Angel Way. And we put guardrails in there so the puppies have a safety margin so the mom can't back into them.
Gotcha.
And they can be under there. So
we're
going out in style.
This is your last go-around.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think you told me that. So is this all the puppies accounted for?
We may be getting up to, or we may have a few additional ones. Now, what's another fun fact? How many states are you going to? There's 10 states. The puppies are going to 10 states so far.
Wow.
And Canada. We got them in Canada. So I forgot about
it's
that.
An international proposition here. This is unbelievable. Okay, well, wow. So you want me to cover the office today? I can go in there and
there we go.
Cover. That's not Boof, though. It's not Boof.
No, that's the whole herd.
Yeah, they
generally get pretty excited when they hear a puppy. So.
Hey, I'll cover the office for you if you need me to, and people will come in and say, "Hey, little baby, I can't do anything for you, but I'll call Tom."
Right.
Yeah. After this, I'm going to go to work and see patients there. You know, Gene and Taylor can handle this. Taylor's here helping. So
Wonderful.
Pretty smooth operation.
Well, keep it up. Get some rest, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Todd. For sure.
All right, guys.
Thank you. Dr. Todd Likens, puppies. Wow. It's
awesome.
Lot. Yeah. I don't know if I've been around. If I have, it's been so long I don't remember of a dog having puppies. They just kind of come out, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do.
Well, you saw a horse on video, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. I kind of wish you could forget that, huh? Horse having a baby stands up.
It's wild.
And the little colt drops down.
Right. And then the person helping was like, "Oh, look at the spider legs." And when the colt's trying to stand up.
Get up right away, right?
Yeah, pretty amazing. Much.
Wow. I mean, yeah.
It's amazing.
It's 7:58. The news is coming up. Brent Melton's going to jump on.
Okay.
Former Muhammad Seymour legend and U of I basketball player who worked with Kylan Boswell. Let's find out who Kylan Boswell is.
Yeah.
From a guy who knows the inside.
Knew him back in the day.
The inside.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we talked about the bus trip. Here's another thing on that. If you're interested, you better move. Coming Saturday, June 22nd, it's the Cardinal Bus Trip. Brought to you by Route 66 Solar. Yes, join us for a beautiful day in St. Louis as we take on the San Francisco Giants. For information about our suite and all the beverages and food that are included and a wonderful motor coach from Timmy Tours, simply text in BUS to 217-359-2255. Join us Saturday, June 22nd for the annual Cardinal Bus Trip from ESPN 93.5.
Ever wonder why you pay your bank to have a checking account? Fisher National Bank does too. You see, they offer free rewards cashback checking that gives you cash back on debit purchases, no service fees or balance requirements. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's so simple. Reward yourself today with rewards cashback checking. Learn more at any branch or fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.